She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Are you gluten-free? Andrea, I know that you're gluten-free, right?
I am gluten-free and have been for many years.
Now, how do you find that in terms of cost?
You know, it's definitely, I mean, I find eating healthy in general is expensive. So I think any way that we can learn to save some money, to me, is amazing.
Oh, definitely. Well, we've got the wonderful author and blogger, Nicole Hun. She is all about helping you and your family be gluten-free on a shoestring. Hello, Nicole.
Hello, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
We are
so nice
good,
to have you
thank
on.
You.
Good, thanks.
Now, Nicole, being gluten-free, I think for a lot of people, if they're looking for products that are already made, is this where we fall into the trap of spending too much money?
You know, yes. I mean, of course, yes. But I guess it's not necessarily as simple as all that, I guess, because my feeling is that packaged products are going to be more expensive regardless, right? If you're making it yourself and you're putting in some of the effort, it's likely to be less expensive. And gluten-free packaged products are more expensive than their gluten-containing counterparts usually, but the almost a bigger issue, or at least equally as important to me, is that they typically are not very good. and to me, that starts a whole cycle, or that at least continues a whole cycle that spirals from there on a general perception that gluten-free food is not very good, that it's, you know, people feel sorry for you if you have to eat gluten-free. There are still people who, I mean, I've been doing this for a lot of years. I heard you say that you've been doing it as well. So you know that, you know, at least people are familiar with the term now and maybe know how to spell it correctly. But there's still a lot of lack of information, misinformation. There are definitely a lot of glutton-frees that used to fly around years ago. And that is really what gets me going more than anything else, is bad product that's too expensive. It's like going to a bad restaurant and complaining about the portion sizes, but all the same, at least it should be plentiful. If it's not going to be, you know, as good as I think that it should be, you know, at this point we're well beyond, we're well beyond having to settle. But yet, if you look at a lot of the products on the shelves, you're at best settling. Or people will say it almost tastes normal, or it's good for gluten-free. And that's just not okay.
You know, it's interesting, Nicole. You know, obviously, do you do a lot? You cook a lot. You love to cook, I guess. And what caused you, or I guess what inspired you to create your blog? By the way, your blog is beautiful, glutenfreeonashoestring.com. I recommend, you know, all our listeners out there to definitely visit Nicole's blog. What inspired you to start it?
My son. My son was diagnosed with celiac disease in 2004. Mm. And there was, you know, there was really, at the time, I relied heavily upon Betty Hagman's books. She's the gluten-free gourmet. I think she actually passed away too long ago. And I relied upon her books because there almost literally was nothing else. And, you know, it was great, but it wasn't, looking back, it wasn't so great. But at the time, it seemed great. You know, the fact that I could make a cake at all seemed terrific to me. You know, at that point, I was still mail ordering dry mixes from other countries and not being satisfied with what I was getting. And so little by little, I started to realize that, you know, once I gained enough confidence to actually effectively make someone else's recipes, I sort of started tweaking them, you know, I guess like any other blogger. You think you can do it better. So I guess like I sort of went to my head and I thought, well, I may as well put it out there and see if anybody else is interested. And, you know, as they say, one thing led to another.
You know, I've been gluten-free for many years now, and I think you're right. I think at this point, people gluten-free is very accepted, and I think people realize that, especially if you're in the natural health industry like we are, you know, it's everywhere. And there's so many more companies now that, you know, there's always a gluten-free option out there. So I think people, like you said, there's so many more options now, and I don't think people feel it's as tasteless. Although I do feel that people still don't understand that you could still eat gluten-free and be very satisfied. So when I talk to people, and they're like, how do you do it? You know, how do you never have a piece of bread? And I'm like, well, I do. I eat bread and just it's made with other grains. So maybe you could tell us, Nicole, I mean, maybe you could share, what's your favorite recipe that you love, that your family loves, especially when it comes to kids? Because I think for kids, that's probably the harder route for some people. Maybe if they have to go gluten-free, that's one thing. But maybe if they don't have to, maybe you could share something that your kids love, even your other, because I know you have three kids, your other two that they love and who are not celiac.
Yeah, they love everything, quite honestly. You know, well, that's not true. Nobody loves everything, but, you know, they first of all, I mean, for a long time, I guess I thought, well, they're hungry. And I don't cook or bake anything that isn't gluten-free in my house because my son was so young when we first started out that it was just so much easier. You know, I did not want to have to worry about him picking something up off the floor and putting it in his mouth and in his own home and have to even think about it. So they've been eating, when my daughters are home, they eat gluten-free all the time. But the other thing is, so do their friends who come over.
That's
so it
great.
Had to be good enough, not just for my son, who frankly was like so ridiculously hungry because he was starving to death before that. He would have eaten anything. I mean, he really just was not a good judge of what was good and what was not in the beginning. But my daughters certainly were. And, you know, they go to somebody else's house, and they, like, right now my kids are at sleepaway camp, and all three of them, actually, they go to a sleepaway camp that has a gluten-free kitchen. And
oh, that's
my son,
incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible. It is truly incredible.
Oh,
I'm so grateful for it.
Wow.
And it's an entirely separate kitchen, but it's a lot of packaged and processed foods because they can't, you know, it's camp. They serve a lot of packaged and processed foods for the conventional, you know, out of the conventional kitchen. And all three of my kids are complaining about the food. And my two girls are eating gluten-containing food. So, you know, I guess, like, they've got sort of, I guess they've got something of a refined palate at this point, / they're spoiled, because everything they eat at home is homemade, just because I do
absolutely.
It constantly. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they eat, you know, they just know what good food is. And if it tastes different, like if it can't pass the test of one of their friends coming into the house and eating it, like even just the ability to make a sandwich for one of their friends on a slice of bread that, you know, from a loaf that I've made that's gluten-free and have them not just sort of pick at it and sort of, you know, politely leave it aside, that means that's the real test. It's the, is it accepted and shrugged off sort of test by kids who are not mine.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, we work with a company called Pamela's Products, which I'm sure you've heard of.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She
mm-hmm.
is gluten-free, and my kids love her pancakes. Like, and the thing about Pamela, when she started her company, is she's not even celiac. She did it because she loves food, and it was a big thing for her to make sure that the food tasted good. So I think that
that's
is definitely important, especially, yeah, I mean, it's so important, especially when
I didn't know that.
That is a little nugget. And, you know, it's important, especially when it comes to our kids, that we need them to eat something. Like my husband, I have a very good friend who loves to cook, and she uses a lot of quinoa flour. And my husband will try it and say, oh, wow, this is really good. It tastes just like regular, you know, cookies.
Really?
And we laugh because what does regular mean, right? I mean,
well,
it's still,
right. And not
you know,
anymore.
Exactly.
There's no regular anymore.
Exactly. So I think what you're doing is incredible, Nicole. And, you know, we'd love to have you back on because I think that there's so much to talk about when it comes to gluten-free. And unfortunately, we're out of time right now. But keep up the amazing work. And everyone, please go to her website, glutenfreeonashoestring.com. And if you could share a recipe with us, we'd love to post it on Radio MD if you'd be happy to do that.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Whatever you like.
Thank you. Thank you for being on today.
Thanks so much.
Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and naturallysavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.